Wow, Jeff Sawyer, the hero, Captain Jack.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
One of our favorite moments from last college football season, Gus Johnson on the call, the hero, Jack Sawyer. And Jack Sawyer also was one of the heroes at the end of the Ohio State-Texas national semifinal. Ohio State covering the spread in that game, beating the Longhorns 28-14, en route to winning a national championship. Ohio State and Texas is the main event of what is an outstanding week one of college football on deck. I've been watching college football basically my entire life, since the early 90s. And I think this is the best week one ever. And it's not hyperbole. 2016 was really good. That's one from recent memory, which featured the Is Texas Back, like Shane Buechele game against Notre Dame. 1998 is one that like big college football fans will bring up. We had Washington, Arizona State, Florida State, A&M, Alabama, USC, Notre Dame, Texas. Like there, some great week ones in the history of college football. I don't know how you don't say, and maybe all the games are going to be lemons this weekend. It's possible. I hope not. But maybe they're going to stink. On paper, this week one is sensational, and I can't wait for it. Week zero was fun because, like, we had football back, and, you know, candidly, I'm very honest with the audience about this stuff, right? Like, I'm going to get divorced if I'm on the couch watching college football all day Saturday. That's kind of like the deal I made with, like, my girlfriend at the time in 29, now is my wife. You know, I work basically 6.5 days a week, brag, during football season. Like, I have to spend some time with my family. Like, Saturday's the day that I do that. Now, I'm still going to be locked in. We're going to talk about it a ton on the show. I watch where I can. Like, I'm home at night while I'm preparing for the Sunday shows. I'm going to be super into it. And this past Saturday, out doing stuff with my family, and we're out at a restaurant, and Iowa State, Kansas State's on at a bar. And I got Iowa State plus the points. And man, I'm enjoying myself. All the bad plays. All the crappy turnovers, terrible field. College football's back. Loved every second of it. And loved Iowa State, not just covering, but winning the game. Rocco Beck's a damn good quarterback that I think people did not talk enough about entering the year. And I actually think Avery Johnson and K-State will be okay, Avery Johnson specifically, once they are playing on like a field that is not downtrodden by rain. I think Kansas State's going to be okay. And the Big 12 race is going to be absolutely fascinating this season. I did say when Sam was on, as happy as I was about Iowa State, not happy about my Stanford bet against Hawaii. I actually, when Sam said earlier in the show that Stanford's like 1-11 bad, it's possible. Like, if Stanford has a halfway, like, Andrew Luck could come out of retirement and play way better than, like, this quarterback that played this weekend. Stanford absolutely should have won that game. And credit to the Hawaii kicker, Matsuzawa, I believe is how you pronounce his last name, from Japan, who learned how to kick on YouTube and moved to the Midwest because his thought was, people in the Midwest don't speak Japanese. He wanted to immerse himself in American culture and speak English. Like, a very cool story. I loved that story, even if it cost me money with the Hawaii-Stanford game. So week zero, it's great to have football back, but let's be real, underwhelming. I think this weekend's going to knock our socks off. And it starts, not Saturday, tomorrow night, Thursday night. And I've teased throughout the show, I'll save the bets and the analysis of the big games for tomorrow. So let's roll through a couple games this weekend here, Thursday and Friday, and maybe like one or two games on Saturday. And we'll do that right now. Tomorrow night, Nebraska and Cincinnati. And this game's going to be played at Arrowheads. This is a neutral site game. This is year three for Matt Rhule. And that's where his college football programs have taken off. Baylor and Temple. Not so much for the Carolina Panthers in the NFL. So the expectations are pretty high this year for Nebraska, especially with Dana Holgorsen back as the offensive coordinator. Dylan Raiola, the Patrick Mahomes lookalike, was going to be playing in Arrowhead, which is all pretty interesting. So Nebraska's a pretty like hot team entering the year. And the Cornhuskers, almost a touchdown favorite against Cincinnati. In between 6.5 and 7, juice towards Nebraska. Total in the game is 51.5. And this is a huge year for Scott Satterfield at Cincinnati. And I don't know if Cincinnati is going to win this game, And I know PJ Glasser has talked about it on You Better You Bet this week and on Send It In as well. And thanks to PJ for hosting the 3 o'clock Eastern time hour today with Femi on vacation. And PJ obviously just does yeoman's work. You're filling in all over this network. We love PJ Glasser. I was happy to hear that PJ likes Cincinnati in this game, because I like Cincinnati as well. Cincy's defense last year under Satterfield took a big step forward. And by all accounts, and candidly, look, I say this all the time, I'm not grinding college football the way I grind the NFL, but I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I read a lot of articles, and I watch shows, and I watch YouTube clips, and it feels like people believe Cincy's defense is going to be better this season. And I love to hear that with Satterfield. And Brendan Sorsby is the quarterback. People excited about him. So how I want to play this game with Cincy and Nebraska, I'd like to get a 7. And if I do, and I'll be honest, like, if not, I'm probably still going to bet Cincinnati, but just trying to give, like, the best betting advice. Like, wait to see if a 7 pops. It looks like we're going that way. Maybe to going to 7. It's a juice 6.5. And I want to take the points with Cincinnati, where Nebraska can definitely win the game. And water gun to my head, I would take Nebraska to win the game. But I don't know if they're blowing Cincinnati out in this game with what I think will be a good quarterback Cincinnati team. And it's a Cincinnati team with a pretty good defense. So I'll take a touchdown with Cincinnati if I can get it Friday night. I mean, you want evidence that this week one slate in college football is just sick. And not sick in a bad way. Like, my wife's not feeling well right now. Like, that's the bad type of sick. This is sick the way the kids use it. Man, that's sick. Yeah, it's awesome. Auburn and Baylor, Friday night at Waco. Auburn, 2.5-point road favorite, total 58.5. Make or break seasons for both coaches, especially at Auburn with Hugh Freeze, where things don't go well this year for Hugh Freeze, and his ass is going to be out the door. And he'll be banking on Jackson Arnold, Hayes' brother, to take him to year 4 and back to big-time relevance in the SEC. Baylor's quarterback, no slouch of his own, Tom Sawyer Robertson, Dave Aranda calling the plays on defense. And once he took over the defensive play calling last year, Baylor's defense got way better. What a shock. Like, really good defensive coordinator calling the plays, now as head coach, and things go better. I think the game is fascinating, and I don't know if I'm going to bet it. It's a massive total, 58.5. I like both these quarterbacks. Lean for me towards the over. I feel like a lot of people like Baylor. A lot of people I respect are going to be on Baylor in this game, plus the points, Baylor money line. Man, I know that things have not gone great for Hugh Freeze thus far at Auburn. I think Hugh Freeze is a really good coach. Dave Aranda is a good defensive coordinator. I don't know how good a coach, head coach Dave Aranda is. So if you're basically going to give me, like, who's going to win the game, and I know it's not this simple, Hugh Freeze or Dave Aranda, but I think it does help inform my decision in this game. I like Auburn, and I think I'm just going to play Auburn money line. And I think it's minus 140 right now at BetMGM. Like, Auburn money line is going to be, if I'm going to play this game, how I'm going to play it. I do think Auburn will win the game on Friday night in Waco. Shedeur Sanders, now in the NFL. Travis Hunter, now in the NFL. Deion Sanders, still in Boulder. I don't know if this is going to be like 2 years ago when Colorado was a dog against TCU, 3-touchdown dog, and the Buffaloes won that game outright. But you are getting a little bit of the same vibes, right? Like a Colorado team that maybe people are looking past a little bit now. The Buffaloes, 4.5-point home dogs against Brent Key and Georgia Tech, total 51.5. Caden Salter will be Colorado's quarterback to start the year, dual-threat quarterback. And I think the temptation for a lot of people is going to be to take the points with Colorado. Deion is saying that he wants a renewed commitment to running the football this year, which makes sense given that Shedeur and Travis Hunter aren't there. And just like the people that are bagging on Shedeur Sanders, like, maybe he'll never be a good NFL starting quarterback, I don't know. But he's good enough that he's on an NFL roster. So, like, it's a huge loss to not have him anymore at the collegiate level. Georgia Tech returns both at starting quarterback and starting running back in a team that is designed to pummel you on the ground. I got some question marks about Colorado's ability to defend the run and run the ball in game one out of the Shador Travis Hunter era. I'm leaning towards laying the points with Georgia Tech and maybe putting Georgia Tech at having Georgia Tech money line as a piece of a parlay. Georgia Tech Auburn, maybe. But I would not bet Colorado in this game. It's Georgia Tech or nothing, in the same way that it's Auburn or nothing for me in the game against Baylor. See if we can sneak in a Saturday game. And again, I'll hit every single game before week one. We have tomorrow's show as well. I can't wait for Tennessee and Syracuse on Saturday. Again, it's another awesome, like, under-the-radar week one game. Vols with new quarterback Joey Aguilar, with Nico Iamaleava now the quarterback at UCLA. I do like UCLA plus points against Utah. I talked about this weeks ago. It was 7. Now it's 6. I don't like it as much, but I would still take the points with UCLA. Vols a 2-touchdown favorite over Syracuse with Kyle McCord now in the NFL on the Eagles practice squad. Totals 50.5. Neutral site game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Did you know, dear listener and dear viewer, that Syracuse's new quarterback under high-flying head coach Fran Brown is Steve Angeli, who you might remember as the quarterback who every time Riley Leonard had to leave a game for Notre Dame, including in the national semifinal against Penn State, Steve Angeli would come in, and everyone on social media would immediately say after watching him throw a pass, this guy's better than Riley Leonard. Now he's Syracuse's quarterback. I think Tennessee is likely to win this game. I think Josh Heupel's an awesome coach. Tennessee went to the playoff last year. But man, I think I like Syracuse to keep this game a little closer than expected. Cuse plus the points. And man, with these two quarterbacks, with these two coaches, the total's 50.5. Feels like an overplay to me on Friday night in the world of college football. Or on Saturday, excuse me, in the world of college football. The rest of my bets for week one coming up on the Thursday edition of You Better You Bet. Final hour, power hour on the other side. My fantasy football got to have it. All our bets for tonight, and we'll start the hour. Patrick McEnroe of ESPN joins us live from the U.S. Open.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.